Welcome to Farmscape Online. I'm Bruce Cochran. My guest is Mark Finn, the Manager of Quality Assurance and Animal Care Programs with Manitoba Pork. Thanks for joining us, Mark.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Bruce.
Canadian Pork Excellence, Canada's new on-farm food quality and safety and animal care assurance program, is moving closer to completion and implementation. First of all, what components does this program actually consist of, and what makes up those key components?
Well, the Canadian Pork Excellence platform consists of three programs, national programs. The one is Pig Trace Canada, which is already in full force. But the on-farm quality assurance components of it are consist of Pig Safe Canada, which is the food safety on-farm component, and then Pig Care Canada as well, which is the on-farm animal care assurance program.
What actually went into the development of this program, and over what time frames?
Well, we started looking at the revision to the on-farm quality assurance programs as they currently are, that's CQA and ACA. We started looking into doing a full overhaul of those programs late 2014, actually. We recognized that with the new code of practice that was released earlier that year, and then with new, you know, technologies, standards, expectations for food safety on-farm, that we also needed to revisit what was in our current on-farm food safety quality assurance program. So we went into a phase of looking at what we currently had and basically did a big overhaul of those and drafted up the new programs, Pig Safe and Pig Care, through committees that involved a lot of producer input, to get it to the stage where we're comfortable pilot testing it on farm. And so we did the pilot testing on farm in the spring of 2017 to see what producers thought of the new programs and how they could be implemented. And from there, went and drafted a second draft of the programs, and we wanted to make sure that we get some final approvals on those too. And so after that point, we passed them through another peer review committee of producers who gave us some suggestions for final edits. And it finally, after those revisions happened, went through the Canadian Pork Council board and got full approval for the programs. And so we're really looking to roll those out pretty soon with an expected full rollout date of January 1st of 2019.
You mentioned the program's approval. Where does that stand? What did that actually involve? And how close are we now as a result to a final draft of a completed program?
The Pig Safe and Pig Care Canada programs have had producer input from the get-go on what should be included in them. And, I mean, we did that through a series of committees, but we also wanted to make sure that we involved producers that were not part of that committee structure as well. And so through the pilot testing, we had 73 farms from across Canada, 15 of which were in Manitoba, participate in there to receive further feedback from producers and to see what it looks like on farm. And then in addition, after we went through that round of revisions to the drafts, we engaged another group of producers who have had very little experience with the programs in the past to review those, and the final approval came through the Canadian Pork Council board.
What are we looking at in terms of rollout of the program, adoption of the program, and what are the time frames in that area and why?
Well, now that we've finalized the content of the programs, we're looking to send that for translation, obviously to French, for it being a national program, and then go ahead and print the producer manuals, which are going to be the foundation, I guess, for getting producers familiar with the new programs. And we expect those to be going out on farm by late summer. In addition, we're in the development of a training program or like a training module for farm managers to get them familiar with the programs and how to comply with the new programs. And so we're hoping to roll out that training and the producer manuals in the same time in the late fall, knowing that those people that want to join the new program when it launches January 1st of 2019, they'll have all the materials and the knowledge in place to launch it on farm successfully.
Who are expected to be among the first adopters of the new Canadian Pork Excellence Program, and what are the motivations there?
Well, there's the new Canadian Pork Excellence on Farm Assurance Programs really speak to market expectations. You know, we have a number of international markets that are looking on these new programs very favorably. So I think, you know, the earliest adopters of these will be the ones that see that full value chain all the way through and understand how that can contribute to, you know, better sales of our high-quality pork in those international markets. And so I expect a number of integrators to be involved in getting those programs launched on farm. As well, those people that are just due in for their full on-farm evaluation coming up in 2019 will be the first to get to experience these new programs. And I expect them to be implemented on farm very well, and I think producers will actually like the new programs as they stand when we get used to those changes.
And is there anything you would like to add?
Just that I appreciate the amount of producer input that we got into these programs. I know it's really led to the success of the documents that we have, and I suspect it will lead to a very practical implementation of this on farm.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you, Bruce.
Our guest has been Mark Finn, the Manager of Quality Assurance and Animal Care Programs with Manitoba Pork. For FarmSkip Online, I'm Bruce Cochran.